This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 9:07. You're listening to WSMI AM 1540. It's Wednesday morning talk show. Tobin Odden with you on this Wednesday morning. Uncle Ralph has the day off. He is out and about fighting bad guys, as his voice message always says. But I think he will be back next week. We are here with Amber Kelleher and Tracy White. They're from National Bank in Hillsboro. They've got a big benefit coming up for the Montgomery County Cancer Association. We'll get to that conversation right after this on AM 1540.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
And at 9:10, we are here on the Wednesday morning talk show. Amber Kelleher and Tracy White are our guests from National Bank in Hillsboro. Ladies, welcome to the program. How are you two today?
Good, thank you.
Great, thanks.
And we are here to talk about a big benefit coming up on the 22nd that will benefit the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Tracy, let's start with you. This fundraiser is part of the Banking on a Cure team. For those that don't know, tell us a little bit about this team and all about your group here.
Started probably hardworking fundraising about 5 years ago. Like you said, we're from National Bank. Several of us girls got together. We have several girls in the group that are cancer survivors, myself and Linda Steinman. Used to start out real small. We used to just do a chicken and noodle and chili, and that was our first big fundraiser. A few years, we always had a couple teams that always beat us, so went to Harry and said, we want to be that top fundraising team, so here's some ideas. So
you went to the boss.
Yes. And the last 3 years, we have been the top winning team. I think last year was $12,300 we raised. So in the last 5 years, our goal was to raise $50,000 in those times, and I believe we'll probably be close to it this year.
Now, coming up on the 22nd, there is a quarter craze auction or quarter auction craze coming up at the Hillsboro Moose. Amber, let's turn things over to you. Tell me a little bit about this event coming up.
Well, I had been to one earlier last year and got the idea from one that I went to in Highland. It was a fundraiser down there, and it was really fun. I had a good time. It's just we get a bunch of vendors together, and they donate some items to auction off. It's not like your typical auction where you'll bid $1, $2, $3. You have your paddles, and you bid, you know, like depending on the value of the item, your paddle, you may need to bid a quarter or two quarters or three quarters. It just depends on that. And virtually, you can get your item for just a couple bucks if it's a $40 item or a $10, you know, it just depends on the value of the item. But it's really fun. It's a really good time.
So this basically came as a result of a trip to Highland?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. We had one of the gals that worked at our branch in Highland, and she invited everybody, and I thought it sounded neat. I wanted to go check it out, and it was a really good time.
And that's something new to this area, and I think that's something that organizations like yourself, like myself with the Moose, you always have to, we had an individual here not too long ago say, throw things up against the wall or ideas up against the wall and see what sticks. You got to branch out a little bit, and this is definitely a branch out idea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're hoping that we have a good turnout so we can do this again in the future.
Got to have a good team to do that too. We have a lot of girls. We have a few of us that are just on the planning part of it that we try to get together at least two or three times a year to actually decide this is what we want to do. These are the plans. And like you said, shoot things out there, different ideas.
And that's one thing with the Banking on a Cure team. There have been many items or ideas out there. You guys are constantly busy working on different fundraising aspects, whether it's at the bank itself, whether it's on the corner or however, wherever it is. You're always coming up with different ideas. Tell me a little bit about Sunday. So tell me a little bit about the event and what's going to happen here.
Okay, well, we have at least 15 vendors right now. That includes, just to name a few, Usborne Books. We have a lady from Carlinville doing that. A lot of people that I've talked to have never heard of them. We've got Mary Kay and Avon and Norwex. We've got Jean Meyer coming. She does custom sweatshirts. She's got some purses and stuff, too. Tupperware, Tastefully Simple. 31 Gifts is going to be there. Scentsy, Mishi, those are just the ones I can think of off the top of my head. But when you get there, when you come in the door, you'll be asked to buy a paddle. Or you can buy more than one. Your first paddle is $2, and every paddle after that is $1 a piece.
Okay.
So you can get, the more paddles you buy, the better your chance of winning the item.
Absolutely.
So if you had one paddle and you wanted to bid on the first item and that item was worth $10, it would be a quarter per paddle.
Okay.
So if you wanted to bid on that item, you would put in your quarter. And then we have a basket with all of the numbers in it for all the corresponding paddles that have been purchased. And if we draw your number out and you bid on that item, you win it for a quarter.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. And if you have more than one paddle and the item is a quarter a paddle, you put in a quarter per paddle. If you have four paddles, you put in four quarters. You have four chances of winning that item.
And I really do like this concept, and this will be at the Hillsboro Moose Lodge. You got ample space, I'll put it that way, up
yeah.
in the dance hall up there. So there'll be pretty much room to roam for the different items.
Right.
For those that attend.
Yeah, the vendors, they will also be there. They will have stuff there for cash and carry. They may have specials or door prizes, or it just depends on what they decide to do, but they will have stuff there for cash and carry also.
How long did it take to get this concept going?
We started with the idea, I think our meeting was sometime last fall, maybe September, when we started planning out our next year's events.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided then that we would do it in January, since this is our first time doing a quarter auction. That would give us plenty of time to plan out the details and get all the vendors. But I'd say for the past month, we've really been hammering out the details for it. So.
And this gives you a lot of time, too, to make changes if you need to. You're not putting this together like in a week's notice,
right,
to get
right.
this done. If something goes awry that needs to be changed, you can make changes accordingly.
Hopefully we're ready for it, yeah.
Tell me a little bit. I know fundraising efforts go on throughout the year. Tracy, tell me a little bit about the fundraising efforts, in addition to this, that we can bank on for next year.
We're going to do, in February, we'll have a soup lunch, which will have vegetable soup and potato soup.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll fax that out, and we'll have some stuff out around the bank and some pamphlets as to the dates of that. Secretary's Day, we usually try to do a salad lunch, that's what it is. It's just a salad and a drink. That's went over very well the last time we did that. That was something new we thought we'd try last year, and it went over very well.
And this is all at the bank, or where is this at?
Yep. Health department regulations require us to cook all this. We have to do everything at the bank. We have a mm-hmm. full kitchen upstairs. So.
Okay.
Then our training room, we have a training room where everything is packaged up, and with the help of a lot of people, it gets out to where it's supposed to at the right times.
How many people help you out on an event from time to time?
I'd say on average, especially with like the salad and soup lunches and stuff, we have people delivering and people serving food. So we normally probably have 20 to 25 people throughout the whole thing, because they do it in shifts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we have a sign-up sheet that goes around, and we just work shifts. And the bank is gracious enough to let us do that during banking time and banking hours. So,
yeah, and that's a testament for them,
yes.
is that they're willing to go all in on this. We were talking about this off the air before we came on the air this morning. With everything going on with the economy, everyone's asking for money, but, you know, money's tight.
Yeah.
And easily getting that $5, $10 or whatever is becoming a little tougher now, not only on a personal level, but maybe on a business level. Are you finding it easier, or are you finding that to be this year? Was it harder to get donations for your group?
When Amber and I had talked before, when it comes to something like this, and you know this money with MCCA actually stays in this county.
Right.
People just seem to always give to this.
They surprise us.
Yeah.
Even when we think we might have a hard time getting donations, we just did our basket raffle over the winter. We were going around to different businesses and asking, you know, just anything you can donate would be awesome. We just package it all up in a basket and raffle that off. We really had a lot of people that surprised us. And that's what's great about such a tight-knit community, because everybody's willing to help everybody.
And that's, we just recently had, I'm switching hats here for the Moose. We just recently had a benefit for Ashley Miller and Craig Steed. And I think we raised, at last toll, I have close to $3,000 for the family. And that's, I've always said this about, especially Hillsborough, but I'm originally from Staunton. There are two communities that, whether you like a person or not, if that person is in need, they will always step up and help that family out. And that's, you can't say that about very few places like this. This is, it's just a great feeling.
And that's, like you said, in one night or one dinner, you raised almost $3,000. Mm-hmm. And that's what community is all about.
And I wish you nothing but the best on this quarter auction craze. This just sounds like a neat idea. It's a tongue twister to it's a tongue twister to say.
Yeah.
But the null and the short of it is, it looks like, just be on the lookout, because you guys are going to be out all next year, all this year, this year, with activities and fundraisers. And we, like we were talking before, it's not like a big event like what's coming up on the 28th. But it's the small things, and those little small things, if you're not careful, add up quite a bit.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we have multiple fundraisers throughout the year, and they always seem to work out. If they don't, you know, we might change it, try something different, or we might do away with it altogether. But the ones that really do work, they work well.
And again, congratulations on a job well done, and I wish you nothing but the best on this quarter auction craze, which will be held on January the 22nd. Run over quickly the door times and when this will take place.
Yep, the doors will open at 2. Everybody that wants to come and take part, the bidders, they'll be able to view all the items that we have up for auction. Since we had 14 to 15 vendors take part, each one donated 4 items, so we have 60 items to auction off. With your paddles during auction time. The auction itself will start at 2:30. We're hoping to be done around 5 in time for everybody to go home for dinner, but with 60 items, you know, we might go over the 5 o'clock limit. But at 2:30, we'll actually start the auction. We'll auction off all 60 items. We'll maybe take a break halfway through. People can, you know, get up and get their snacks. We will have snacks and stuff for sale also. Okay. They can go ahead and do that, and then we'll finish auctioning off the rest of the items. So doors open at 2, and the auctions starts at 2:30.
From 2:30 till at least 5 o'clock, maybe longer, depending on the crowd. And of course, park up in the front of the Moose Lodge. It's an easy access. You couldn't ask for a better facility for this place. Plenty of ample space up there. This is just a great idea. And then, of course, we have a snow date just in case.
We're looking okay. I hope so. I hope we can do it. So
just in case Mother Nature decides to remind us that she is still here.
Yep.
The snow date will be on February 19th.
Yep. Same times, just a month later.
All right. And this is just an incredible item. And hopefully this year you guys can be again the top fundraiser.
It's gonna be tough.
Why will it be tough?
Well, I mean, we already know. I mean, Zach Weigel with his stamp out cancer. That's his goal is to beat us, which we think it's great, because the more people that participate, you know, the more money that MCCA makes.
Competition is good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're saying it drives that competitive juice flowing? Okay, fine. We just topped you.
Yeah.
There you go. I hope Zach's listening to this.
It's not always about, you know,
it's not
the winning. It's about, you know, the raising the money. The money stays here. You know, people get gas cards and all that through MCCA for assistance. So.
And the thing is, and it's really cool, and Uncle Ralph mentioned this not too long ago, that it stays in the county. Like, as it mentioned, it stays in the county. And for the first time ever, they exceeded $100,000 in donations. And that is just, I remember when that concept, when they approached me on the news side about this association, I'm like, sure, come on in, we'll talk about it. Just a spark, and it's grown that much.
Because they told them they would fail by breaking away from the American Cancer Society, that it would never work, that they could never do it on their own, but they've proved it.
And
wrong.
Again, that small town,
that's
not small town mentality, yeah. But it's a small town aspect of things. Don't ever count it out a small town, because they'll surprise you.
Yeah.
And but it just seems like a great event coming up, and then all throughout the year, I know there's going to be more events. Hopefully, you know, we'll have you in, of course, as time grows on, to promote those events as needed. So this is just a great idea, and be on the lookout for the chicken and noodle supper and luncheon and salad luncheon, and, you know, who knows, maybe a trivia night here or there or something like that. So.
I brought up that idea.
Did you?
I think it's a good idea, because I went to a trivia night you just had at the Moose a couple months ago, and it was a good time. So
April 28th.
Hopefully, maybe we can get one of those going. But, yeah, we have plenty of stuff coming in the future where you're going to hear from us a lot, I think.
Well, if you need help setting that up, let me know.
All right.
Because I've done two of them.
Yeah.
Already. So and those are fun.
I had a good time.
I've not ever been, but Amber has said that they are really good time. So
of course, I've been accused of making the questions tough.
My table didn't do very good, but we didn't get last, so
no,
I was
see?
Proud of that.
See? There you go.
Yeah.
So a lot of things going on, and a lot of things for the future, not only with the bank coming up too, but we're not going to talk about that. We'll have the boss come in sometime later on down the road to talk about the potential of the expansion of the banking center in Hillsboro. But I'm glad to see this group doing so well and making an effort to benefit the Cancer Association.
Thank you.
And we appreciate you letting us come in and do this too, because getting the word out is really what will help us.
Absolutely, and that's what we're here for.
Thank you.
We serve Mid-Illinois. That's what the call letters stand for.
Yep.
Amber Kelleher, Tracy White, thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Again, as we come to a close, the quarter auction craze will be... Come on now. It wasn't that bad, was it?
Oh, sorry.
I saw that. It's not like a doctor's office. You're not getting the shot now. Come on. I know.
All
right. All right. The quarter auction craze will be held January 22nd at the Moose. Doors will open on the 22nd at 2 o'clock. The auction will be held from 2:30 until 5 o'clock. And, of course, the proceeds will benefit the Montgomery County Cancer Association. Amber, Tracy, thank you so much for your time. And that's going to do it for this week's Wednesday Morning Talk Show. When we come back, the myth, the legend, Earl Sorrells with the Market Report is next. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week.